Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach. Today, we are talking about being true blue, showing up authentically to your business. We hear this a lot online, right? To be authentic, be authentic. What does it mean to be authentic? To put it plain and simple, it means to show up being 100% you. You're not trying to imitate anyone else. You're not trying to use anybody else's presence to make yourself pop. Okay, and so it's really important for us to do this, especially as entrepreneurs, because it is so service-based entrepreneurs, but any entrepreneur, because it's a very busy, festive, as I call it, marketplace. And so in order to stand out, it's really best that you show up authentically, show up as yourself. So I'm going to talk about a couple of key steps, a couple of things that you can do in order to stay that path. Because what tends to happen, especially if you are involved online, if you have any kind of, you spend any kind of time online, what happens is that if you're not careful, you start to compare yourself to this person or that person, this person's marketing, this person's message, this person's presence or personality, and you start to very slowly shift away from who you are into what you think you should be, or who you think you should be, what you should look like, what you should sound like. And it's an easy hole to fall into. So I want to talk about some ways to avoid that. The first step there is to know thyself. Know thyself. Know what makes you unique, distinct, and wonderful. Put the spotlight on the things about you that make you special. What is your story? What has your journey been? What has your experience been? And really put the spotlight on those things that really stand out. You know, I've experienced this. I tell people to take a look at your assets. Take a look at, you know, the things that you are uniquely paired with from your experience, from your journey. Because nobody else has lived your life. No one else has your exact story of tragedy, of trials, of tribulation, and also of triumph. So know thyself. What are the qualities, what are the experiences that make you unique and distinct? Number two, connect with. Now that you've kind of excavated who you are and revealed who you are, the second step is to connect with your personality, your preferences, and your perspective. So it's really taking number one and going a step deeper, okay? So connect with your personality, your preferences, and your perspective. And what that does, really having a hold on that, is that it really helps you to understand, okay, I don't need to be, and I'm not like anyone else in business. I'm not in like anyone else at work. Just understanding and respecting the fact that you have a very unique and distinct personality. You have your own preferences. You have your perspective based on your experience that we talked about in step number one. So connect with it. Know your story. Know who you are. Be in touch with it. We are so busy. We're such busy people that we don't usually take the time to do this. And it's a very important thing to do, especially in business, to hold true to who you are and what's important to you, what you hold near and dear. Number three, last but not least, is to celebrate who you are. To celebrate. Not only to know and connect, which is what we did with number one and number two, but to also celebrate who you are. And you know, it's understanding that somebody wants you to show up with just everything you are naturally. You know, we don't, and you know, it kind of ties into another aspect of how we compare people's presence online to our presence online, and not realizing that, you know, people are highlighting their best days, their best moments, their best side, their best filters. So we have to keep that in mind as we're looking through. And the other thing, just as a bonus that I want to throw in, is that we are oftentimes comparing where we are to where somebody else is, not understanding that we're at the beginning, or we're going solo and they're going with the team. You know, you never know what's behind the story and the glory. So understanding that and keeping that perspective in mind as well. But getting back to number three, celebrating who you are. Celebrate your uniqueness. You know, celebrate it. Celebrate it by sharing it, sharing who you are. You know, your prospective customers and your prospective partners want to know who you are. And what celebrating comes into play is really having confidence and accepting who you are. You know, not only celebrating, but accepting who you are and sharing that with everyone else. This has been Tailored for Success with your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. I invite you to go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. IAMTAYLORED, the number four, the letter U, IAMTailoredForYou.com. Connect with me online through at Instagram, Tailored For You Enterprises, all spelled out. And you can also send a request to connect on LinkedIn. But connect with me so that I can connect with you. And together we team up and we take your career and our business to the top. Until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come.